happy Friday and welcome to the What's On Your Mind preview hour. I'm Scott Hinnon along with Mark the Freedom Poet, Mark Skogerbo, who's probably going to scold me when he hears this bit of news from me this morning. I've done something I've not done in a long time. I watched about an hour of television last night, and I don't remember the last time I've done that, number one. Number two, it was CNN, Mark, and specifically the Anderson Cooper show. So what do you think so far? Your mic is on.
Hello.
We can hear you loud and clear.
Well,
what do you think?
I believe in free listening. You have not only do you have free speech in this land, but also free earlobes.
Yes.
And Anderson Cooper sometimes makes sense, I have to say that.
I have to tell you, it was one of the best hours of television I've seen in a long time. I give him full credit. He was interviewing a woman. We heard about this story. I personally didn't spend enough time understanding the circumstances behind it, and now I know more. It was a shooting, it could have been another Sandy Hook Elementary, without question. There was a 20-year-old man who went in with an AK-47 and boatloads of ammunition, an AK-47 and all kinds of other weapons. And he went in, and he did fire about 6 shots inside the school towards officers as they were approaching him. I mean, so he was prepared to shoot, right?
There were officers on duty in the school.
Were there?
Is that what you said? How did the officers get there so quick to interdict this guy?
I don't know. Well, the part that was featured last night on CNN was how a woman talked him out of this in the school. And,
wow.
And literally befriended him and talked him off the ledge and said, you know, hey, I've gone through tough times too. And it was just amazing. It was just amazing because this woman truly is a hero. And she talked the entire time about how she was praying, how she'd just been to church the previous Sunday and picked up some things she was using about, don't be anchored to anything other than God in this world. And so she was thinking about that sermon and how, you know, look, this is a circumstance. I'll deal with it.
That's the thing about what we do, Scott, and pastors do and friends do. Sometimes you say just the right thing might do more than save somebody's day. Sometimes you might save their life. And in this case, wow, that pastor needs some kind of a medal.
Yeah, exactly right. No, it was really, really, really amazing. So they interviewed her for almost the entire hour. And there was a 911 operator that had been on the phone with her that was, you know, helping communicate things as well. And the 911 operator was acquainted for the first time. She met the woman from the school. They arranged that.
Wow.
And so it was just very good. It was very, very good. But this could have been the story that dominated the next number of months. This could have been another Sandy Hook. Now, what I've not got into is the details on, this man evidently had some significant mental health issues, and he was off his medication. And he came in and said, look, I know I'm going to die today. Right? That's what he tells her. I know I'm going to die today. Okay? And he clearly was there to die. Now, but for her intervening, who knows what happens. I'm curious to know, how did he get the gun? I don't know, because the story didn't become as big. We don't know some of those details. Let me play you some of the 911 calls. Very fascinating.
I'm in the front office. Oh, he just went outside and started shooting. Okay. Oh, can I run? Can you get somewhere safe? Yeah, I got to go. No, he's going to see me running and he'll call me back.
Tough thought about running, but stayed and became Hill's go-between with the police. But within minutes, Hill tells Tough he should have just gone to the mental hospital instead of doing this. And then he asks Tuff to get on the intercom and tell the kids he's sorry. After that, Hill becomes downright obedient. And just before they come in, Tuff tells the gunman she loves him.
It's going to be all right, sweet. I just want you to know that I love you, though, okay? And I'm proud of you. That's a good thing that you've just given up, and don't worry about it. We all go through something in life.
At that point, Hill offers to come out with his hands up. Instead, the police enter. Here is what it sounded like, and listen to Tuff's reaction as the gunman is taken away.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm telling you something, babe. I never saw 2 long days of my life.
Me either. But you did great.
Oh, Jesus.
You did great.
Oh God.
That's where the whole thing is obviously coming to. She's coming to realize what she's just been through. And this was, you know, this went on for a long time.
You know, the contrast to what's happening at Homeland Security when they found an enraged black person that's the head of this race group. Have you heard about this? Listen, she needs to call this person, Ayo Kamathi. He's got a welfare, a white racing, racist hate website. It says, warfare is imminent, and in the order for black people to survive the 21st century, we're going to have to kill a lot of whites, more than our Christian hearts can possibly count. Black ethnic cleansing is an idea whose time has come. Waging war against whites is the core of African warrior spirit. It's the flame that drives our willingness to fight in the face of certain defeat and or death. This is guys works for Homeland Security. Need to have this lady call him.
She has talents to be used. Antoinette. How do you say that?
Antoinette.
Yes. Antoinette. Tough was her name. So anyway, neat story. If you haven't seen it, I'm sure you can find it on CNN, the website, Anderson Cooper, last night, because it was tremendous. It's a neat story. I want to find out more about it. So we'll continue to dig into that a little bit. Grand Forks Superintendent Larry Nyblad, who's been a guest of ours on the program, is in a little bit of hot water over a bit of profanity used towards Chris Berg, who's a television host, in an interview. And he apologized. I don't know if you saw the apology, but I thought he really handled it well. You know, I really did. And, you know, he's obviously saying, shouldn't have done it.
How did Chris provoke him?
Well, it was kind of a tough interview, right? And he was, Larry Nyblad was perceiving that he was sort of,
ambushed him?
I don't know about that. It was a tough interview. I don't think it was overly tough, but I think, TV, you get like that. You got a short bit of time, and you're kind of really having to ram it all in.
You want to get the sound bite.
Yeah, and it's a little bit provocative. I honestly, if I'd been Chris Berg, I would have not, gone to the extent to let the world know that this guy, when he thought he was off the air, used the term that he did, right? But it was a term similar to one Dick Cheney used referring to a New York Times reporter, you know, so when he didn't know the mic was on, right? You know, so
and
he's an okay company.
Bill Clinton is also in that school, and a number of others.
Yeah, exactly right. But anyway, the Department of Justice is suing Texas over the voter ID law. I'm sure that surprises you, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Texas is an incredibly it's amazing how the races get together in Texas. Just amazing. My kids have friends of all races, my grandkids, and it is really what drives the Obama maniacs crazy is that there's a lot of Hispanics and black people in Texas that are very conservative Republicans. And that's against the law of political correctness.
Have you seen what Tom Coburn is saying about impeachment?
Right. Well, this is getting close to an impeachable test. I said we've been way beyond. I first said we were way beyond impeachment once people understand the word misdemeanor, which means malbehavior. That's where we have derailed, was the morphing of words of original intent.
He said that President Obama is getting perilously close to the constitutional standard for impeachment.
He's passed it.
What you have to do is you have to establish the criteria that will qualify for proceedings against the president, and that's called impeachment. That's not something you take lightly, and you have to use a historical precedent of what that means. I think there's some intended violation of the law in this administration, but I also think there's a ton of incompetence, people who are making decisions. Even if there is incompetence, the IRS forces me to abide by the law, said a constituent. He said, no, I agree. When I get that written to me is I believe that needs to be evaluated and determined, but thank goodness it doesn't have to happen in the Senate until they brought charges in the House. Those are serious things, but we're in a serious time. I don't have the legal background to know if that rises to high crimes and misdemeanors, but I think they're getting perilously close.
No, Scott, it does. I've studied this. David Barton, this is misdemeanors means any bad behavior.
Coburn mentioned a story of U.S. citizenship and immigration services employees telling him that officials at Homeland Security said to ignore all the background and just approve people.
Right.
He said, I'm documenting all this stuff as it goes along, but I don't know where that level is. He said, Barack Obama is a personal friend of mine. He became my friend in the Senate, but that does not mean I agree in any way with what he's doing or how he's doing it. And quite frankly, I think he's in a difficult position he's put himself in, and if it continues, I think we're going to have another constitutional crisis in our country in terms of the presidents. But when U.S. senators start saying this stuff out loud, something you've been saying for a long time comes into life. Thanks, Mark. Mark will be back a little bit. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there. Telling me.
All right, it's a Friday, which means we rolled out a few topics to ask the big question. Normal or nuts? Steve Bakken and I will be taking your calls and getting fired up for a Friday edition of the program. I think it might be my favorite day of the week, just because it's kind of fun to roll out a few of these things. What's that?
I do like Wednesdays.
Yeah, Wednesdays are fun, too. Friday, we just kind of throw out the rule books, don't we, and have a good time?
Absolutely.
I want to talk a little bit about this guy in Devil's Lake. I'm sorry, Valley City. He was arrested after using a gun to defend himself against pit bulls. Now, you've always made the point that, you know, don't blame pit bulls, don't blame the dog, blame the owners, and I get that. But obviously, I'm guessing since these pit bulls were approaching this guy that they didn't have the best owners, right?
Well, obviously, if they're running free.
So, how does this guy get arrested? Maybe you want to be arresting the owners of the pit bulls. What's your take on the story?
Now, did he fire in city limits?
I don't know. I guess it was. It was Valley City, so.
Yeah, so I maybe that's the rationale.
But I mean, if you're defending yourself, does it matter where you're shooting?
I would think not. As long as you're shooting in a safe manner and cognizant of what's downrange.
So is this not nuts?
It's extremely nuts that he's gotten arrested for defending himself. I don't care if it's a pit bull or if it's an intruder in his home. You have the right to defend yourself.
All right. This is one of the topics we'll tackle today. Let me just run through a few of these that we're taking a look at today.
Quickly, because it's kind of related. Have you caught any of those stories out of Detroit, Michigan?
About?
Concerning the packs of wild dogs roaming the streets. It's becoming an extreme danger, and they don't have enough funding for animal control to control the dogs. There's so much poverty, and all these pit bulls, and in a lot of cases, they've been dogfighting dogs that have just been let go, and they're roaming the streets of Detroit.
I'm not, but it sounds like yet another thing to add to the list of why Detroit is a flat-out mess.
They're more
get with
the
it.
Roaming gangs of dogs than the roaming gangs of people.
Well, what's your point, though? Are you saying?
I just brought it up because it kind of, you know, being that it was dogs. And
but, I mean, are you saying
what,
that?
What would you do if you went to Detroit and you had to defend yourself? And that's a city that's not dissimilar from New York, but they have a very strong anti-gun stance. How do you defend yourself in a situation like that?
Yeah, no kidding. I hope you can. So, the Valley City Record has been covering this story, so we have some more details on this, and I'm going to come back to this in a minute. I just want to kind of go through our whole list here because we got a lot of them to deal with today. By the way, I know you're going to question whether or not I'm normal, some in the audience may, but I actually think Barack Obama said something that makes the most sense for, you know, I don't know how long. I've heard him say this might be the first normal thing he's ever said. He was talking about the proposal to expand the federal role in lowering tuition costs at colleges. And he says, quote, so at some point the government will run out of money, which means more and more costs are being loaded onto students and their families. So Barack Obama is adding that the government will run out of money. That to me is very normal. I think he's saying something very normal there. Why not?
I almost wish they'd run out of money quicker. They quit spending it then.
Finally waking up here, for crying out loud. Is this North Dakota normal or nuts? A tiny North Dakota town. Leith? Did I say, is it Leith?
Leith, yeah.
Or Leith? You say Leith?
Leith.
All right. Leith, North Dakota.
Pheasant country.
Yes. The pheasants are good, but white supremacists are bad.
Very much so.
Yeah. Evidently, this white supremacist had a plan to take over.
I think that's absolutely nuts.
They own a lot of property there. Is it normal or nuts to think most of the state's racist because of a couple of bad apples? Some people are saying, well, that's just par for the course here. And by the way, some folks on our Facebook page talking about this said, I'll leave the guy alone. Just leave him alone. You know, unless he does something wrong, just kind of go about your business. That sounds nuts, doesn't it?
No, I don't think that's the way we want to be portrayed in North Dakota as a culture. Yeah, we're conservative.
Well, of course it isn't, but some people are saying, you know, this is a par for the course. They're using it as a North Dakota bashing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think you can go down that road. And is that something I want to see in North Dakota? Absolutely not. Are there extremists everywhere you go? Yes, of course there are.
Scott says you don't have to like their agenda, but they have a right to associate with who they wish. Ron says in a post last year on the Vanguard News Network forum, Cobb said anyone who lives on his property would be required to fly a racist banner, such as a Nazi flag, 24 hours a day. They also be required to try to import more responsible, radical, hardcore white nationalists and become a legal resident of the state so they could vote in local elections.
Are those the people we want in North Dakota?
Wants to rename the city Cobbsville. And says if leftist journalists come and try and make trouble, they just might break one of our local ordinances and would be arrested by our town. My goodness. Ken says, take it over. Scott says, my understanding is that they were buying up a few lots until the all the locals, all 16 of them, got wise and bought up what remained. This guy may have been a lot of talk and bluster, too. A lot of them are.
Actually, I'd heard talk. I talked to a few people that live down in that region. There was some stories that I haven't confirmed these yet, but there's a connection to California and the Aryans in California that that's where the money's coming from to buy this property and all the property around there.
All right, so we're going to talk about that. We also have the Department of Justice taking on Texas over voter ID laws. It's unbelievable. Here's just quickly on our gentleman who, Valley City, Nathan Peterson is his name, fired several shots at a pair of pit bull dogs from a .40 caliber handgun last month at his home in Valley City. I feared for my life. I feared for my girlfriend's life. There was nothing else I could do different. Filed a $25,000 suit in small claims court claiming that his right to defend himself has been violated because police confiscated two of his weapons after the incident, even though he only fired one of them that evening. Who's right? Who's normal? Who's nuts? We're going to tackle that one and a few others on the Normal or Nuts Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. You ready to go, Steve?
Let's go.
Let's go. Thanks. More coming up on the Common Sense Club. Straight ahead.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Frack water recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312 or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
+855-200-1776, our telephone number. During the What's On Your Mind preview hour, Steve Bakken and I will hit the airwaves on K-Fire, KCJB, KLTC, as well as these two stations, AM 1100 The Flag Fargo and AM 1090 Talk Radio on the Bakken, coming up momentarily. Normal or Nuts Friday. By the way, we do have one guest that will be joining us on the program today. Actually, Dale Wetzel's going to check in and give us a preview of the Dale Wetzel show, an interesting Saturday show plan. We also have Tim Purdon, the U.S. attorney. We'll be talking about that as well. Gary and Moorhead wanted to weigh in on one of our topics, Mark and sports, in just a moment here. Hey, Gary, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. I was just curious, how many people do you know sit out in their front yard with a 40-pound caliber handgun in their lap? I mean, he says he couldn't do anything different. Where did he go to get the gun? Did he go in the house? He could have stayed there. He could have picked up his phone. He could have called animal control. There's many different things he could have done other than shooting the dogs. Because one,
here's what he says. Let me just read a little more details on this. Preston and his girlfriend were in Preston's yard enjoying a fire when the dogs wandered in. This is his quote, two pit bulls came by, started barking a little bit. My dog started barking a little bit, telling him to go away. The couple was able to shoo them away, he said. Then our neighbor comes over and said, those pit bulls just attacked our dog. Just in case, I went in and got our handguns. When the dogs returned, after Preston had been asleep for a while, he heard his girlfriend shouting and hitting a stick around. The dogs left again. Thinking they were safe, he went to his boat to get a sleeping bag when he saw the dogs again, ears up and tails up, barking and growling. He jumped into the boat with the dogs right on his heels. I looked around for help, couldn't find anybody. Looked for a phone. Finding none, he called out his girlfriend, gun, gun, gun. She replied she couldn't because she had the couple's dogs. Once again, the dogs retreated. So he decided it would be a good time to get everyone, the couple and the dogs, and drive to the police station. I went back and I grabbed a gun from my girlfriend. All of a sudden, I heard a holler, get away. I turned around and the pit bull was pistol distance away. I chose to fire because they were showing teeth, growled, barked, and everything else. That was a sign for me. It was either me or and my girlfriend or the dogs. I chose to fire at that time. Said he fired several times, at least four times, and the police report stated 5 to 7. Hit one of the dogs in the leg, still unknown whether he hit the other dog. Immediately after firing, called 911. Said it wasn't 27 minutes later, not even 2 minutes later. When the police arrived, Preston gave him his weapon as well as his girlfriend's gun, which was in her sleeping bag. Police searched the scene for shell casings, confiscated both weapons. He has a concealed carry permit, invoked his Fifth Amendment right to remain silent, refused to allow police to search his home because that's what he was told to do by his firearms instructor. I admitted to my guilt in shooting the dogs, but I was justified in doing so. It was our lives or their lives. So you think any differently now, Gary?
Oh, yeah. Although he could have picked up the phone and called the police earlier, letting them know that there was two pit bulls running loose in the neighborhood, that there was a dangerous situation going on, and they could have had somebody responded a little quicker. I mean, how many times did they go in and out, traipsing around the fire? You know, was this a half an hour, 5 minutes, 2 minutes? You know, there's a reason why we have phones these days.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I find it hard to believe that he's the bad guy here.
I do too, but that means we're going to call somebody ahead of time. So.
No knowing what I know now, but I guess, you know, I don't know that I'd have done anything different. The pit bull's on my heel, but I tend to side with law enforcement in these deals, but this one seems a little rogue to me, but it's an interesting one. Appreciate your comment on it, though, Gary. Thanks for listening and calling and weighing in. Mr. Mark Skogerbo is here. He'll host the Common Sense Club a little later on. I reverted back to my Common Sense Club days earlier, Chris.
Well, yeah, there were good days. Yes. And you were the trailblazer, and I mentioned to the people out at District 16 Republican fundraiser that you're going to be at Pizza Ranch on the 16th of September to say a few words.
Looking forward to that.
Very wonderful gathering out there. Harlan Gerger's starting a show here on AM 1100 on Saturdays, and he was there, and they let me say a few words. So it was just a fine group, wonderfully, a terrific burger, one of those great burgers that you just can't get at some of the fast food places, let's just say that.
It's good picnic fare, huh?
Very nice, nice people. Ben was there. He's their representative from the 16th. He says they want to have help to get some more people with him so he doesn't have two Democrats with him going down to Bismarck. And they only lost the last election by 300 folks. One person can make a profound difference in politics. These people are common sense. They want to be servants. They're just a cool bunch of people, and they need help. So if you're in West Fargo, call 701-799-1972. Say you want to be a Republican.
There you go. All right, let's talk sports here quick. Okay. I have a fun little thing for you before the end of the second.
Yes, we do. And as you can see, I have a shirt on that has the Twins emblem in honor of Chris Herman, who has just been playing wonderful baseball, the catcher, and it's good because, you know, we got a Maurer on the disabled list because he'd been plunked in the head too many times, dizzy, concussion kind of fears. Twins came back. Herman gets three hits and drove in the winning runs. The Twins won 7-6, took a series from front-leading, front-running, awesome Detroit. So the Twins got they're only 17.5 games behind with 36 games to play. You know, but if Detroit would go into free fall, and of course it got to be discouraged now what we've done. I'm sorry, folks, but I am inveterate. I'm a pathetic fan when it comes to the Twins. But my favorite sport, as you heard earlier, is politics. And those contests are much more important. I like to try to keep things in perspective. But something very cool in North Dakota, Babe Ruth. Unfortunately, all the three North Dakota teams are out, but we're down to two teams now. El Segundo and Niskayuna, New York, are playing Lawrenceville, Tennessee, and El Segundo is playing Coventry to see who plays for the World Series championship of 13-year-old Babe Ruth. That's pretty cool. And now that we don't have a major tournament on the line, Tiger Woods fires a 4-under par in the first round of a tournament, and he's back in contention now that it's not a big one, and he's going mental.
What do you mean he's going mental?
He's been absolutely two people. He's by far number one in the world. He's won like five tournaments in the last 12 months, but he gets to a major and he just hits it in the woods and goes sideways and grunts and screams and swears.
So the most amazing thing about the game of golf.
It's so mental.
As much mental as it is anything else.
You know, youth is wasted on the young. I used to throw clubs and scream and holler, and now I laugh when I hit a stupid shot. And now when my body isn't a finely tuned machine, you know, when I had a good body, I had a weak mind. Now I got a good mind, in the proper state of mind, and my vertical leap is about a half an inch.
I want to play you a little clip been making the rounds in some of the media, so you might have seen it, you might not have, but it really caught my attention the other day. Down at Georgia Tech, this engineering student welcomed the freshman, incoming freshman, and really got kind of wound up. Listen to this and see what you think here.
We chose Georgia Tech because we want to do the impossible, and this school is equipped with the resources and faculty to help us do just that. And so, in the words of Sir Isaac Newton, if I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants. Georgia Tech is proud of its many traditions, but the one I find most exciting is our tradition of excellence. Our mission as students is not to follow in the footsteps of the astronauts, Nobel Prize laureates, and presidents who graduated before us, but to exceed their footsteps, crush the shoulders of the giants upon whom we stand. We here are all such innovative people, so I am telling you, if you want to change the world, you're at Georgia Tech. You can do that. If you want to build the Iron Man suit, you're at Georgia Tech. You can do that. If you want to play theme music during your convocation speech like a badass, we're at Georgia Tech. We can do that. I am doing that.
Is he normal or is he nuts?
He is my new best friend.
I could matriculate. No, I don't. See, my problem is the reason I never got a degree. I never found a school as crazy as that.
He's about to finish.
Congratulations on your acceptance. And brace yourselves for a hell of a ride. On your way to becoming a hell of an engineer.
How about that?
That is amazing. stirring, crazed, over the top, and right on. You know, I spent a lot of time in Texas, and I get it. It's in me. That kind of thing is in me. I go and linger at the Alamo. If you ever go through Happy Texas on your way to the Alamo, and someday I would like to have a bus tour down there and stop at the George W. Bush Library. You know, after we get done with the presidential tour, let's line one up for a winter time to go down to the. Wouldn't you like to go to the George Bush Library? It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've been to Bush 41 Library. I've been to the Reagan Library. I've been to the Nixon Library. I've been to the Kennedy Library. I've been to the Truman Library.
And we could find this guy
Jerry
to come
Ford
and give a speech to our group.
Yeah, there you go.
And then at the Alamo, outside at the Alamo.
Did you read the letter from the Milwaukee Brewer, Ryan Braun?
Wasn't that something?
I thought it was pretty well done.
I'm proud of him.
I am too. You don't tend to root for these people that are using performance-enhancing drugs these days, but there's a guy that owned up to it and said, look, dumb, shouldn't have done it.
He can be a real advocate and a real voice. He has an opportunity to make a lemonade out of his personal lemons that he grew, harvested, and ingested. You know, he did this to himself. So what's really sad is it was his MVP year, and he lied to everybody, including Aaron Rodgers and all kinds of his friends. This had to be the hardest thing in his life to accept this thing and get over his denial.
Yeah, I thought it was very well done. Very well done. In a way of sort of owning up to your failures. You know what I mean? Different than our friend at Georgia Tech there. But it's inspiring in a different way.
But to compare and contrast to A-Rod, who is still contesting this thing, it's just different. I mean.
By the way, there's been some rumblings on the Vikes Stadium, just to finish out on the sports stuff.
Wilf's got some problems.
Right, and Dayton wanting an investigation and whatnot. But they've gone into the finances of it, and everybody's basically saying this train's left the station. I mean, they're going to build a stadium. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So a lot of folks are already cashing in on it. You see all the dollars that are being doled out to this firm and that firm and different things. So
the property downtown Minneapolis, you know, couple that with that beautiful Twin Stadium, they got something special going on downtown there.
They do indeed. All right, Mark, have fun on the Common Sense Club a little later on, and we'll chat with you again on Monday. Sports and news headlines, and a little fun, too, with my pal Mark the Freedom Poet. All right, weather coming up next. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken that costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings and they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year.
the North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to FlaggedFamily.com. FlaggedFamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. FlaggedFamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlaggedFamily.com, Youngevity link.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
What's on your mind? It's the name of the program that will begin shortly here. Answer that very question of our vast audience across the Northern Plains. K-Fire 550, KCJB Minot, KLTC Dickinson, AM 1100, the flag. Eastern North Dakota and Western Minnesota's 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch, as well as AM 1090, KTGO in the Bakken. And we'll be taking your calls for much of the program. Going to tackle a couple of topics. This story about the man in Valley City arrested, who says he was just defending himself against pit bulls. Some community members in Dickinson told legislators they've not done enough to help in the oil patch. Putting it on legislators. Is that normal or nuts? Leith, North Dakota. Tiny town. Stunned to learn that there were takeover plans of this white supremacist. Literally, he's nuts. Now, who is it that thinks, who is it that's saying this is sort of par for the course? I know we're asking the question, is it normal to think North Dakota
is racist because of bad apples like this. Who's alleging that? Who's picked up this story and now saying that, oh, that well, big deal. This is typical of North Dakota. Because obviously it's not. Who do we put that on?
It's some chatter I saw on the internet. I think people who are naturally assuming that North Dakota is way too conservative and, you know.
So this would be like North Dakota bashers from elsewhere?
Unknown, even from the state.
Like, oh, big surprise? See, I think they're nuts.
Yeah, I think.
To suggest this is par for the course in North Dakota.
And I think they're not alleging that everybody is white supremacist. What they are alleging is that, you know, most of the state is racist, so this isn't surprising.
Most of the state is racist? What basis would they have for a comment like that?
Conservative states, rural states.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you saying conservative and rural means you're racist?
Some people feel that way.
Oh,
and then, I know,
they're racist.
And then also, you know, there's not a lot of people of different color here.
So that doesn't make us racist. It dates back to our heritage. Just is what it is. That didn't, you know, that's nuts. I think those people are nuts, to tell you the truth.
It's kind of interesting what our listeners are saying. Though some people are saying leave them alone.
Well, given what he said and what his plans are and, you know, buying up these lots and trying to get people there and we're going to take over the town and leave them alone.
I mean, I think that might be another aspect of to say normal or nuts. Is it nuts to leave them alone?
Anyway, we're going to unpack that story a little bit for you today and welcome our listeners' input as well. Tim Purdon, the U.S. attorney in North Dakota, will join us to discuss the increase in drug arrests, the amount of drugs recovered in the oil patch, as well as a proposal federally to reduce mandatory minimum sentences for first-time drug offenses. And that's something I agree with, based on stories that I've heard. So it'll be interesting to see what Tim Purdon has to say about that. I'm also curious how big of a problem it is in the state of North Dakota. Here's the point of the program where we just give you a little heads up on the weather, and obviously it's the weekend, so we're all paying a little closer attention to one of the last weekends of summer. And already we have sunny skies, 64 degrees, on the way to a 90-degree day today. In the valley, out in the oil patch, 63 will be about 88 today. Here's the forecast, sunny, high 87. We'll start in the valley. This is what folks at Fargo, Moorhead, and the Red River Valley can expect. A mostly sunny day, mid-80s, south wind at 6 to 15, gusts as high as 20. So, hot, sunny, windy. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms late night tonight, mostly cloudy, low about 71, with a southeast wind at 11 to 14, gusting up to 18. That could be as much of a quarter inch, maybe more in thunderstorm activity tonight. 40% or 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow before 1, sunny and hot, high near 91 degrees. South-southeast wind at 11 to 18, gusts as high as 28. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. In that precip, if we get it. More, obviously, if we get thunderstorms. Saturday night, partly cloudy, 71 for a low. Sunday, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, 67. Sunday night, Monday, sunny and hot again, 94. 92 Tuesday, 90 on Wednesday, 91 on Thursday. So we're going out hot here, and not a lot of showers for our growers. I mean, some, but probably not enough to offset this additional heat here. Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Newtown, and the Williston to Minot stretch there weather-wise. Chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 today, partly sunny with a high near 89. South wind at 10 to 14, gusts as high as 20. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 3 a.m. Cloudy, 61 tonight. It'll be windy again, gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, about a 20% chance. Mostly sunny, 92 tomorrow. Chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m. Saturday night. Looks like about 61. Sunday, mostly sunny near 89. No precip, calm winds. Monday, sunny 90. Tuesday, sunny 90. Yeah, so it's gonna be summer. We're going to end August with summer. Kind of nice. Again, 63 this hour in Tioga. Minot, 64 degrees at this hour. In the back of the valley, we're looking at 57 in Grand Forks with sunny skies at this hour. And Fargo, a few degrees warmer already. Yeah, 7 degrees warmer. My math's correct. 64 degrees and sunny skies heading for that 90 today. But What's on Your Mind program. With your calls, questions, and comments next at 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.